This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 40 people were killed and over 130 injured when a suicide bomber set off explosives at a political rally in northwestern Pakistan on Sunday, police said. The blast took place at a gathering of a conservative party known for its links to hardline political Islam in the former tribal area of Bajar, which borders Afghanistan. The provincial police chief told Reuters the explosion was caused by a suicide bomb. Thousands of supporters of the junta that took over Niger in a coup last week marched through the streets of the capital Sunday, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Protesters wave Russian flags chanting the name of President Vladimir Putin and forcefully denounce former colonial power France. The protesters march through the city to the French embassy, where witnesses say a door was lit on fire. The West African regional bloc, ECOWAS, has since suspended its ties with Niger and has authorized use of force if its president, Mohamed Bazoum, is not reinstated within a week. But a spokesperson for the coup leaders has warned the bloc against plotting a plan of aggression. Supporters of the coup say President Bazoum was unable to secure the nation from growing jihadi violence, but critics say it's a pretext for a takeover more about internal power struggles than securing the nation. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Saudi Arabia will host a Ukrainian-organized peace summit in early August, seeking to find a way to start negotiations over Russia's war on the country. That's what officials said Sunday. One official, speaking on a condition of anonymity, says no authorization has been given publicly to discuss the summit, says it will be held in Jeddah. Find more online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia said Sunday it brought down more Ukrainian drones, this time three that had been trying to attack Moscow. According to the mayor, Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The fact that hostile drones have begun reaching the heart of the Russian capital in recent months is uncomfortable for Russian authorities, who have reassured the public that Russia is in full control of what they call its special military operation in Ukraine. Kyiv did not immediately react to the incident. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, authorities in Zaporizhia said that at least two people were killed in a Russian missile strike on Saturday. The city's council secretary said the blast wave broke windows in 13 high-rise buildings and damaged the building of an educational institution and a supermarket.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Several thousand people briefly took to the streets across the Gaza Strip to protest the territory's chronic power outages and difficult living conditions. Sunday's rallies were a rare public show of discontent with the territory's Hamas government. Hundreds joined marches in Gaza City and other locations. They chanted, "What a shame," and in one place burned Hamas flags before police moved in and dispersed the gatherings. Several people were arrested. Hamas has ruled Gaza since overrunning the area in 2007. It has shown little tolerance for dissent. Kenyan President William Ruto said Sunday he would not negotiate about the safety of the country with his rival after agreeing to dialogue to end violent protests against his government. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Both sides announced on Saturday that they would join a committee to resolve their differences amicably, following a sustained campaign of opposition-led street demonstrations that left at least 20 people dead. Opposition leader Raila Odinga has staged 9 days of protests since March against what he says is an illegitimate government responsible for an economic crisis hurting the poor. One of East Africa's most stable democracies, the unrest has provoked alarm at home and abroad and spurred calls for mediation to end the standoff. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The Danish government said Sunday it would explore legal means of stopping protests involving the burning of holy texts in certain circumstances, citing security concerns following backlash over such incidents that saw the Quran desecrated in Denmark and Sweden. Several recent protests involving desecrations of the Muslim holy book have raised diplomatic tensions throughout the Middle East and the two Nordic countries. Find more online at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.